If you keep an airplane in Europe, or you're planning to fly one there, this one lands close to home. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where the headlines get the context they actually deserve today. We're following a story out of Italy that has European General Aviation Group sounding the alarm, and it's the kind of story where the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Here's what you need to know. According to reporting from AveWeb, foreign registered aircraft in Italy, and that includes November registered airplanes, the ones on the United States registry are facing sharply increased scrutiny from Italian financial authorities. European GA advocacy groups say ramp checks and enforcement actions have picked up, and in some cases, aircraft have been seized. Let me tell you what's actually going on here, because this isn't a safety story, it's a tax and customs story wearing a flight suit. But first, a quick word from the people who keep the lights on. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's unpack this. When you fly a foreign registered airplane inside the European Union, you run into two separate legal worlds that pilots sometimes forget are even there. The first is aviation regulation. Who gets to certify the airplane, who gets to hold the pilot certificate. The second is customs and taxation, and it's that second world where the trouble is happening. Here's the mechanism. Under European Union customs rules, an aircraft registered outside the Union, say a November registered airplane, is treated as a foreign good that has been temporarily admitted into the customs territory. That temporary admission comes with conditions. The airplane is generally supposed to be owned by and operated by a person based outside the European Union. It's meant for temporary use. It is not meant to be permanently based inside the Union and flown by a resident who never paid value-added tax or import duty on the airplane. And that's the crux of it. Italian financial authorities, the Guardia di Finanza, which is essentially the financial police, appear to be taking a hard look at foreign registered aircraft that are, in practical terms, living in Italy full-time, based there, hangared there, flown by Italian or European Union residents. The suspicion the authorities are chasing is tax avoidance. The theory goes like this. Somebody buys an expensive airplane, registers it in the United States on the November registry, keeps it in Italy, and by doing so sidesteps the value-added tax and import duties they would have owed if they'd imported and registered that airplane properly inside the Union. On a high-value aircraft, that tax bill can be enormous. So the incentive to cut that corner is real, and the authorities know it. Now here's why this matters to you, and this affects you if you own or operate a foreign registered airplane based anywhere in the European Union, not just Italy. The enforcement action can be blunt. When an inspection turns up an airplane the authorities believe has been improperly kept in country without the tax being paid, they can seize it. The airplane gets grounded and impounded while the paperwork gets sorted out, and sorting it out can take a very long time and a very large legal bill. Even if you ultimately win, you've lost the use of your airplane for months, and you've spent money you weren't planning to spend. The European GA groups are raising two concerns here, and it's worth separating them. The first concern is legitimate enforcement. Nobody in the advocacy world is defending genuine tax dodgers. If someone parked a multi-million dollar jet on the November registry purely to skip a seven-figure tax bill, that's the situation these rules were written for. The second concern is the one that should get your attention. The groups worry that the enforcement is sweeping up legitimate operators. Pilots who have every right to fly a foreign registered airplane, who are compliant with the temporary admission rules, but who now face aggressive ramp checks, document demands, and in the worst cases, a seizure first and questions later approach. When the enforcement net is cast wide, the law-abiding operator gets tangled in it right alongside the person who was actually cutting corners. So what do you do about it? Because this is ATIS, and we don't just read you the weather, we tell you how to fly it. If you operate a November registered airplane or any foreign registered aircraft inside Europe, here's the practical takeaway. Know the temporary admission rules, cold the customs relief that lets your foreign registered airplane operate in the Union is conditional. And the conditions are about residency and about who's using the airplane. If you're a European Union resident flying a November registered airplane that's permanently based in the Union, you are exactly the profile these authorities are looking at. Whether or not you've done anything wrong, carry your documentation, registration, airworthiness, proof of ownership, and critically, anything that establishes your customs status and where the airplane is legitimately based. A ramp check goes a lot better when you can hand over a clean file instead of promising to email it later. And if your situation is complicated, and a lot of these ownership structures are, get proper advice from an aviation attorney or a customs specialist who works this exact issue in Europe. This is not a corner to guess on. The cost of getting the advice is trivial next to the cost of having your airplane sitting in an impound lot. Let me flag one thing as opinion, because I promised you I'd tell you when I'm giving you my read rather than the reporting. My read is that this is less a sudden crackdown and more a signal of where enforcement is heading across the European Union. Italy is in the headlines today, but the underlying customs rules are union-wide and financial authorities in other member states are perfectly capable of deciding that foreign-registered general aviation aircraft are a soft target worth inspecting. If you fly in Europe on a foreign registry, treat this as a heads-up, not somebody else's problem. The bigger picture, and this is where it connects to something pilots have argued about for years. The November registry has long been popular with European owners for reasons that have nothing to do with taxes. The United States airworthiness and certification framework, the maintenance rules, the way certain instrument ratings and operations work, a lot of owners genuinely prefer that system and choose it on the merits. Stories like this one risk, painting every foreign registered airplane as a tax dodge, when the reality is far more nuanced. Most of these owners are legitimate. The challenge is making sure enforcement can tell the difference. That's the story. Foreign registered aircraft in Italy, under increased financial scrutiny, some seizures reported, European GA groups warning that legitimate operators may get caught in the sweep. If you fly a foreign registered airplane in Europe, tighten up your paperwork and know your customs footing. My thanks to AveWeb for the reporting that drove this segment. You can find more of what we cover over at RadioHangar.com. Keep your documents in order and your tanks honest. I'm Tower. This has been ATIS.